The episode by the Sleight of Hand podcast. Last week we ended at the end of round one. Children getting engulfed into bushes. Thomas being obnoxious like every other character he plays. Catching things on fire. And ultimate corruption.
You say no that pun like it's intended. Not something that you expected. And I told you that I was coming in playing a tiefling warlock. I feel like the implication was I'm going to burn everything down.
My implication was I'll be entertained.
You know what you can't expect? Helping us out and making sure your money is well spent at the Sleight of Hand Podcast Patreon at patreon.com/SOH Network. All you need is just a dollar just to do it. That's it. You could do more if you want, but hey, what's a dollar in this day and age? I mean, come on, especially if you live in California when minimum wage is just rising up and up. We could all afford a dollar. Get rid of that soda. Get rid of that junk food, a candy bar. Like, we don't need that. Listen, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. And you know what else you could do? You should subscribe and rate us on any podcast services that's out there. If you already done that, hey, convince your girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other, hey, do you listen to this podcast? No? All right, well, let me just subscribe for you. They don't have to listen to it.
You can tell us how you feel. Twice, yes. On a different device.
So nice. Say it twice. But again, this podcast is sponsored by patreon.com/SOH Network. Each and every one of your dollars is well spent here going towards equipment. Like we said last week, we are in the new office, so we'll be putting to more better quality, hopefully maybe better mics or better mic stands. If you can't afford that, that's totally fine. Just go ahead and share it. Share that link all around. Tell that dad you haven't spoken to in 20 years on Facebook. Post on his wall. And he's like, hey, that's a great conversation started right there. All right. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
Hashtag team still.
Yeah. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to producing more quality content with all of your wonderful donations, contributions, and any other forms of sponsorships we get. Thank you so much. Click that notification bell if you want to see more things if you happen to be here on YouTube. But knowing our upload schedule, you'll be seeing this well afterwards. Like
10 years down the line.
Like 3 months later. hey, if you get onto Patreon sooner, maybe we'll be able to hire an editor that can help Christopher get things uploaded on YouTube a lot faster.
Maybe if they came out with 5G connections, we could load YouTube videos in 10 minutes and not 10 hours.
No, but it's exciting. When we talk about Patreon as much as we joke, to me it's exciting to think like maybe one day with your guys' support, we can get other fun activities in here. I imagine us having it more of a set. Definitely cameras, because hearing us is a wonderful experience, and I definitely would say you would also really enjoy getting to see the different back to forth banter that we have with one another, specifically me and Thomas always making eye contact and doing like weird stuff. So back to the podcast.
Yep. And just to add on that note, you know, we want to move forward with maybe doing video someday, doing game testing someday, and doing the other stuff that we like to hobby on the network that we're not doing now. Yeah. And your contribution will help us free up more time to do that.
Maybe get merch out.
Merch. I would love a bar crawl hoodie of all the taverns and inns in Atlantis Ork that we've gone to. That would just be the coolest thing. And with your dollar contribution, you can help us get there.
We can go back and listen to the episodes and figure out what they were.
Get a bumper sticker that says you're part of Kree's Pirate Crew.
We can even add in some of the taverns in the March of the Fang campaign.
Yeah, that would be dope. It would
be very fun.
Yep. How'd you get to England from a Landisork? Well, I don't know. The Feywild is a weird thing. Portals.
Speaking of portals, I feel like we are no longer the Isle of Giants and we are somewhere else.
We are.
Mr. DM, where have we been teleported to?
We can't tell you, but we're in a painting, and we're making art. That's all I gotta say. So, round two, Yuri, because he's got a crazy initiative. Yuri, the fire starts to dissipate. The trees and bushes start to come alive. You hear children get sucked into a bush. You look as the fire breaks, and you don't see Sylvana anymore. Of course, your character doesn't know her name, but you don't see
the, I don't see the thing that just shot
the Elkin.
Me.
Yep.
Okay. But I did see the
a lot of two
little Elkin get pulled into the tree, and then
one got pulled into another one.
A little, right. Is here. That a tree or is that a bush?
That is a bush
in front of me. Okay, a little.
The clear markers are the treants. The wood markers are the shambling mounds.
Okay. Okay, that's helpful.
For the listeners at home, Yuri is surrounded.
Just about, yeah. I've got a tall meat shield in front of me, which I kind of would like to keep there, but...
the meat locker.
Yeah, the meat locker. I think... What would I like to do? I'm...
Jump into the portal in the middle and die.
I mean...
Just kidding. I mean, you could.
Let's see here. I'm going to... Gosh, there's so many choices. I mean, there's like two. But I think what I'm going to do is... Say, excuse me, big fella.
Are you Yuri or are you Zediak?
Yuri, moving past here.
You were talking like Zediak for so long.
No, I was. I'm as Justin. I don't do a voice for Zediak. I'm just thinking out loud.
We're so glad Yuri has a pair.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm starting to feel the insults are not necessarily anything to do with my characters.
Yeah, slight little break in this RP. The other day, Derek was like, oh, I'm going to put co-founder on Facebook. And then Justin's like, oh, what should I put? And I said, executive grow pair. And he gifted me.
I think I had a very polite response.
Yeah. And I was like, no, you are more important than executive grow pair. You are a voice actor on the number one D&D live play podcast ever.
Oh, we all know.
Well, in Chico.
Asterix reporting from the South.
In Chico, maybe.
In Chico.
Anyway.
Market research.
Don't look at the market research.
If you are another D&D podcast in Chico, we'd love to meet you.
Battle Royale.
Yuri's going to run up to this shambling mound that's kind of in front of... I'm going to go towards the one that's near Sparrow. Say, hello, little girl. You might want to move away from this. And I'm going to take out the scimitar and slash. So, question, DM. Are the two...
Brambling bushes.
Elkin children that are in this, are they incapacitated in any way, or are they...
They are engulfed, and they are restrained and unable to breathe.
Okay, they are incapacitated.
I think one of these almost killed Johnny in the beginning of our podcast.
Kind
of,
yeah. I know.
If I'm not mistaken.
So I'm going to take a slash at it with the scimitar. Let's see how this goes. First roll is Yuri. Ooh, that's a 27 to hit.
That does.
Cool. I, being a swashbuckler... do not need anything near me to get sneak attack. I can just get it. I give myself sneak attack.
You are a pirate.
You are a dirtbag. No,
I am a swashbuckler, not a pirate. So that is 6d6, including the scimitar.
All right.
That's very good roll.
Very good roll.
Very good, yes. Let's see here. That's 28 damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to, would you allow me to maybe scoop Sparrow up and move her away with a persuasion roll or something? Just see if I can get her to trust me.
Sparrow looks at you as you reach your hand down to kind of whisper away. And instead of grabbing your hand, she starts to run, like, past the shambling... around the shambling mound, basically.
Okay. Will I try it? And then I'm going to run back to where I was before. And because I hit the Shambling Mound, it cannot take attacks of opportunity against me, so I don't have to disengage. I can just move.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, fancy footwork.
Not all even right. Like 5 minutes into the round, and Yuri's bushwhacking.
Yep.
Bushwhacker.
Wow, okay.
In right. front of children, no less.
In front of the kids.
It's so, for the children.
Shambling Mound number 2. It is a turn. And, engulf.
Engulf's rough.
That is, yeah, that's rough
these
as a child.
These 100-year-old kids are kind of done.
And the kid does not succeed. All right. So you just hear, like, kind of, this, like, cracking of some bones. And, it's hard to hear the screams with all the battle going on. And it is going to move. It starts to move up on the Goliath. And it goes to make a slam attack.
Come on. And put your trunk down as fat hard as you can. And welcome to the... Jamboree.
And a 21 and a 24 slam attack. Do those hit?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Zornikov.
Zornikov.
So
was not that, Russian.
That is 2d8. So not too shabby. You take 9 plus 8. So you take 17 damage. Bludgeoning. And next up, it is Twilight. Twilight sees that Sparrow is running around the bush out of sight, and she looks to the left of the Shambling Mound and sees a treant over to the side, and she goes to attack the treant behind Krupp with her crossbow. And a 17 does hit. So, and then 3d6 for sneak attack. And that treant takes 20 points of piercing damage. Next up, it is this Shambling Mound, and that Shambling Mound. The children inside need to roll constitution. Yikes. And you hear more crunching of bones as the other two children Elkin become consumed inside of the Shambling Mound. This Shambling Mound starts to move across the water up towards Yori and does 2 slam attacks.
Uh-oh.
And I think 1 hit and 1 missed. So we have an 11 and we have a 25.
25 hits.
All right. That is 8. 12 bludgeoning damage.
I will uncanny dodge and okay. take less, so I'll take 6.
And. Wow. Treant number 2 goes to move. Speed of 30.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Move in. And... it scoops up gravel and soil from the ground and goes to do a ranged weapon attack with the rocks and gravel from the ground.
Uh-oh.
And throws that over towards Krupp. So a 4 plus 10, 14 to hit.
That's a miss!
Yeah!
All right. And then for its second attack, it is going to animate trees and create two more trees.
Not tree instead, they're just...
They're the same as stats, they're just stupider.
Oh. Like, just... that's all the difference is...
They're just dumber.
I have a better plan.
I have a plan.
Oh, wait. They could do it wherever they want?
Yep. Within 120 feet.
Yep.
It is grow from the ground.
Yep.
Okay, I have an idea.
And the other treant moves in. Does the same thing, scoops up gravel and throws it over, this time towards Estella. That is a 24 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. And 4d10. Gravel. Rocks and gravel. All right, 12, 15, not too shabby, 16 points of damage. And then for a second, surprise.
Two more.
And Estella, it's your turn.
It's gonna go up 30 feet across the bridge towards the painting, and she's gonna look at what number are these, because there's a bunch of the same numbers on the board.
Yeah, so one and then 1-2 is the same initiative order, and then 3-4 with 2, and then yeah.
Okay, nice.
So that makes sense. Number one? That is a spawn of number one. That is a smaller tree. Yeah.
Moves on the same initiative.
All right. Yeah. Snapping her fingers. I need you to do a dex save.
What one?
Dex save.
I know. What one?
These two.
Those two? Okay.
Do trees have dexterity? Okay. Let me uproot.
Wow. Natural 20 and a 13 for a 12.
Cool. One of them saves, one of them doesn't. So one of them takes half and one of them doesn't. She's going to cast Flame Strike.
Okay.
I was thinking about that too.
I'm just imagining the ant 15 from fire the damage running into the river.
Okay.
And 15 radiant damage. Total of 30.
Okay. So 45 damage. Because they're vulnerable to fire.
Yes. Yeah. But one of them takes half damage.
Yeah. So big boy takes half. And the little guy. Yikes. And
I just gotta tell everyone to start running, run to the painting.
And then number two.
Run this way, where she's pointing, which is where the painting is. I don't know exactly the direction.
But the little ones.
What?
But the little ones.
Sucks.
She's already made up her mind before any of this happened.
Zornikov?
Okay. Zornikov saw one of the Elkin get dragged into the shambling bush in front of him. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Are all of them gone?
The children?
Yeah.
Got sucked into the bushes.
I presume dead?
You hear bones start to crush. You don't know.
You don't know?
I know.
I try to reach in to pull the Elkin out.
All right. Strength check?
Mm-hmm. I get advantage on strength, I believe.
Only if you're...
No, I don't. Well, I am raging.
Oh, well,
so angry.
Sorry. Also, and yes, to clarify, I am a paladin, but being from a barbarian tribe, he did start with two levels of barbarian.
Of course he did.
Perfect optimization, but very also literally just perfectly tied in with my backstory. Well, if he lives, you'll get to hear it later. Right?
Right.
Advantage on strength checks.
So he's raging?
He's in. Well, he's mad. He's got a point. Elk and outside. I am so happy.
What was that? Is that really?
As usual, the streak of Christopher and his dice roll. I
did not get new dice.
What was the strength? What was the strength?
One of those was a 12, so.
No, I'm just going to keep rolling until I see I can get something above 15. Because right now I'm at 14 was my actual advantage roll.
14 was the save.
Oh, there it is. So I pull the Oaken out?
You did that on your first roll?
The first roll was a 14, yes.
Okay, he's over here rolling dice.
No, I'm rolling. I've rolled only lower since then.
For an athletics check? Are you not proficient in athletics?
He didn't think that far ahead.
What do you mean athletics? So, he didn't ask for athletics. He said strength check.
Yeah, strength. So you pull one of them out, and you realize that, like, their lungs are broken and a couple of the legs. They barely can breathe. But it's alive.
It's alive, and I carry it out, start running towards the painting like I've got a trophy on my back.
Do we see in the painting? Like, is the painting still there?
The swirly portal thing?
Hold on. Are you going to incur a bunch of attacks of opportunity right now? Is that what you're doing?
One of them is on fire.
Yeah.
Lit.
You told me to run towards the portal, and I can only carry one.
So the portal's to your right. The painting's right in front of you.
Do you mean portal or painting?
Wait, there's a portal?
That's the portal. That's the hole in the ground.
It's just like sludging into the earth.
I go into the painting. I don't see the painting anymore.
Yeah, you could do your diligence.
I don't know where that portal goes.
Yeah, man, with you.
Yeah. So I did. Yeah, with the Elkin on my shoulders, and because I can't attack anymore, I incur attacks of opportunity, and I run past shambling tree number two or shambling bush number two, which is right in front of me,
and
fire tree ant number one.
Okay, so we'll roll for the first one. That is for a slam attack. That hits.
What?
Well, he wouldn't get an attack from this one because he's still in there, threatened range. He's not able to run past them.
I'm talking about the.
I know.
Yeah. What's
21?
Close. Yeah. Yeah. I got a high DC.
I believe you.
AC,
not DC. Wrong comic series.
Current. All right, current. You take 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Which is halved, so that would be 7 if we're going to round up. Okay.
Yep. And then for that one.
Because he's still in
it. Yeah, he's still in it. Yep.
Okay. And I might disengage for that next one.
And that's
didn't appreciate getting hit.
You won't. You'll have to disengage.
That will complete your turn?
That will complete my turn. Yep.
And Treant number 3 is going to move up on Corrupt, right up next to it. And it is going to do its slam attack, multi-attack. It's going to slam down twice.
Pity the fool.
Shake and bake.
Oh, a natural 1 and a natural 2.
I thought it was going to be natural 1, natural 20.
So a 12 and a fail.
Those are both misses.
He gets so close on you, he goes.
Now here's a question.
His arms are too long.
I was going to say, does the natural 1.
It's a fail.
Sack of opportunity.
No, it's not. And.
It is a bush.
It's now Corrupt's turn, so he can handle it himself.
Fireball.
He's right next to it.
Piss all of them.
Wait, so Estella was just yelling to run for the painting, right?
That's where I assume is where.
But
where
that was
we came
that
from?
Was said out loud for everybody.
Yes.
Good
yes.
enough for me. Okay, I'm gonna use my 30 feet of movement to run over onto that bridge to what I assume is Twilight. Can I get right next to Twilight?
Yeah.
Here? All right. So I'm gonna run. So.
Are you disengaging?
Nope.
All right.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I got actions to do on my turn.
Cocked eye. 12 again. You're a quick little tiefling.
All right. So I'll run over.
Time out.
Grab my arm onto Twilight. It's time to go. And I'm going to Dimension Door us to the painting.
What the hell?
Leave Estella.
Yeah.
Yuri's like, that is my girl. All right, you cast Dimension Door, and...
Well, does she willingly go with him?
She wouldn't willingly go with you because of her daughter. But you can bamf out.
I mean, if she's not willing, yeah, then she just doesn't come.
Yeah, yeah. I can't leave my daughter. And you bamf.
Okay. All right,
so how far?
Right up to the painting. All
right. Twink.
And since I used all of my movement, that leaves me with an action. But no, I Dimension Door was my action. Okay, so...
Smile and wave.
Okay. Okay, I guess you did.
Yeah, that's. I don't really get bonus actions.
Round three. Yuri.
Well, let's try this again. I'm going to attack the shambling mound again. Slash at it. Ooh, that is markedly less. That is a 14.
That is a miss.
Ah.
Or you go to swing through it, but it just doesn't cut and graze like your last attack.
Well, that's too bad. I don't have to hit. I just have to make an attack on it. It still doesn't get an attack opportunity on me. I'm going to run... run over to Sparrow through the trees and say, little girl, I think it's time to go.
But the other kids, the other children, listen, we can't to leave him. Them here. We're 80 feet away from her.
We're trying to get them out.
We're shouting and everything.
She's a thaumaturgy up.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Is it a concentration spell?
It's yeah.
Convenient.
But you casted other spells since then.
They weren't concentration.
They're not concentration spells, though.
Oh, I still have to roll for, what was it, 16?
Yeah.
It was 14, but then I moved the thing, and it's 20. So, I mean, either yeah. way, it was
yeah.
higher.
So, you say that, and in reply, she responds in the same booming voice, and it kind of goes... echoes off the walls. We need to save the children.
What walls?
The walls fish of tank. The forest. You're in a fish tank, basically.
Conveniently, the size of this map.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all they could afford here at the castle.
Yeah.
If you support us on Patreon, we promise we will get a bigger map. Heck, you can even choose the color if you join our
tier 10.
I would
like to try and persuade Sparrow to hop on my back and...
ride me!
No, that's more... That's kidding.
Don't.
What do you say?
You're obviously very talented. Here, hop on my back and you can help.
Are we going to get the kids?
That's the idea.
She goes with you.
You're not going to let me roll persuasion? I want to roll persuasion.
You can roll persuasion.
Giving it to you.
I know.
Why?
I still get a 14.
Natural one?
Skill check,
14.
Yeah, yep. Still 14.
Let me roll for it. Told you shouldn't have.
You're worse than Zediac.
Wow.
When God gives you a blessing, you take it.
Have you ever heard the expression, when you get a gift horse, you inspect its mouth?
Yeah.
You clearly inspect.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's as far as I'm going to go. Yep. I could move a couple feet, but...
Yeah. And now it's the shambling mound moves up. Up towards the Zornikov and the injured Elkin child. And it goes to do its slam attack. Two. I don't think it's going to hit
wow.
on the first one. That is a 9.
Nope.
All right.
Uh-uh.
And
I just goes... like, I don't, it's, I just even just sidestep it.
Yeah. So I'll sidestep this one. 8 plus 7 for a 15.
I block it with my shield.
There you go. comes down, nothing happens.
Don't worry, child. My goddess of joy will restore your broken bones and spirit.
That's so good. What's this episode name? Twilight. She is kind of surveying that you guys are starting to get surrounded. She sees the shambling mound. And she goes and does a little spelly McSpellerson. And what does she want to do? She wants to do something really cool.
Meteor swarm.
She's going to do something just, you know, normal. She's going to do magic missile again because that's easy and guaranteed. And she likes guarantees in her life. And she's going to cast it at...
And this is Sparrow.
Higher level.
Because Sparrow's off on the side of the map casting magic missiles, so I'm assuming that all these monsters are distracted. Sparrow. Or it's not Sparrow. Who's
Twilight.
Casting
this? Twilight.
Twilight's casting this.
So, okay. Hits Shambling Mound for 13 magical damage. Christopher.
Dropping his book in his lap.
And shambling mound number one. Number one. Moves up towards. Up towards Estella. Stellars. Stelly McStellarson. And goes to do the slams. First one out. 25 to slam.
Yes.
That's a slam? Okay. And it is 2d8, 5, 7, plus 4. You take 11 points of bludgeoning damage. And now I need you to roll a escape check, DC 14.
What? A dexterity, I'm guessing?
I believe.
What are you looking at me for?
That's what the monster manual says. Was it an escape check? I would say that it's a dex check.
I think it's acrobatics or athletics. Dealer's choice.
All right. Dealer's choice. What do you prefer?
Athletics.
Okay.
Let's cop.
14.
14 is the dot. You do not get engulfed by the shambling mound.
Oh, the irony of Estella being left behind.
You think that. She has a plan B.
Oh, my gosh.
All the way to plan C.
Gosh.
Okay.
Oh.
Plan A. Screw this.
It's for...
Yeah.
Am I alone?
Treant number two.
B is for...
Moves in. And you know goes to make a slam attack on both the sisters, on Twilight and on Estella. Pink Estella, purple Twilight. Twilight, 13, that is a miss. Estella, 22, that is a hit. And...
He did say which dice was which.
I know. And I called colors.
I mean, I know.
Just because you got bad luck with high and low. And
I'm joking.
Because Twilight.
You don't get the top.
You don't get a top.
That's Twilight's important to the plot.
Again, she has her one goal mission. She's going to take what's the most useful to her.
And you take 12 points of bludgeoning. Not too shabaroo.
Things are not looking good.
No. Treant 1 goes in.
I don't remember it being that many people before me.
Sorry, man.
You're a big target.
Yeah.
And at least I'm raging. At least I'm raging.
So, and this, this one is going to attack along with its spawn. So that is a 16 to hit and a 23 to hit.
16 does not hit.
23 does. Okay. So that is...
So blocking one attack, the other attack squarely hits me in the chest or something along the line.
Yeah.
The clang of chainmail.
And...
And joy. Oh, so good.
So... 23 bludgeoning damage. And then its other sapperling goes to attack you. And a 22 hits and a 15 misses.
Yes.
So while you're complaining, you're taking like no damage in comparison.
Yeah. And you take another 16 on top of that.
Okay. I mean, half of I'm hurting.
Not okay.
It's so much math.
I'm hurting. Yeah, I'm having.
Estella, it's your
better
turn.
Be having.
Cool. I'm going to. She's going to just be annoyed, and then. I mean,
gonna be mad.
That's just her like resting BF. She's gonna look at Twilight and go. You need to get your daughter out of here, or she can get herself out of here. Now would be a perfect time. Who has the necklace, by the way?
You do.
I do? Crap. She could teleport herself, right? Bless you.
She has before.
Tell her she could do that. If she could take someone, that would be perfect. We're just gonna have to leave without her. I'm going to have to leave without her. And as she's saying this, she like a shadowy like ooze is just gonna like start running down her hand as she touches the tree in front of her that's closest towards the painting. And hit it with vampiric touch.
Okay.
Which I already rolled.
Is it a save?
I rolled. It is 14 plus 9. 23.
Nice.
23 damage to treant number 2.
No, to hit.
To hit. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
totally. You touch, make a melee spell attack against this creature. On a hit, the target takes 3d6 necrotic damage, and you gain hit points equal to half the amount of necrotic damage dealt. Until the spell ends, you can make the melee attack on each of your turns as an action. Which lasts up to a minute.
Is that really how that works?
So, 9 necrotic damage. Half of that is 5 rounded up. Is that because that's what we're doing?
Rounding up.
So 9 total, though?
9 total.
Okay.
But I get 5.
Okay.
And she's basically telling her, we gotta go.
Okay. And that completes the
still in the threat.
Yeah.
Moving her
around it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, running around the tree ant.
Yes. That's be my turn.
Okay. After Estella, it is Sornikov. Sornikov, you are surrounded by danger.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Zornikov is getting nervous. He doesn't like being surrounded by animated vegetation that has, for some reason, the persuasion to beat him to a pulp.
But I'm...
to leave him dead.
To leave... Oh.
Leave him behind.
It appears I'm sorry, little one, but their bark is worse than their bite. Yep.
We're the pun group.
Oh. Yeah, we're so funny. Zorikov will, while still at this point, because of holding the Elkin, he
yes, do it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, he's kind of scrambling. Luckily, the shield is at this point fastened more to his forearm. He's holding the Elkin with his other arm more wrapped around them and still holding his Warhammer, but he really can't do much. Takes his shield hand, places on his chest, and you see a light emanating from it, and he starts muttering a prayer to his goddess, and he restores a little bit of light. You can see energy coming back into his face. He's not seeming as short of breath, and he restores himself 40 hit points of health.
Freaking roids.
He takes out a needle,
shoots it in his butt cheek.
Specifically his butt cheek.
Yeah. Left one.
And this is where Christopher's inexperience still comes in. I believe that is the only... I only get one action per turn.
And then your bonus.
You don't move.
Yeah, but at this point I'd have to use a disengage, which I can't, and I'm not going to incur an attack of opportunity from three creatures at once.
As opposed to just getting hit three times because you're standing there?
I will get...
just saying.
But I will get hit three times on their turns, which come up here soon.
Yeah,
but you'll be... But
you're
going
to get hit three times either way. That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
Either you make it
get
away
closer.
No, let's make it a little bit more... You get hit three times, or you get hit six times.
I was about to say, it's gonna be six times. Yeah, no, I'm not encouraging.
No, it would
no,
make
you
more
get,
sense.
You get hit more if you
get,
stay
yeah,
there.
Yeah, if you stay there, you get hit six times.
Because
if you leave,
you
get hit
leave.
Three times.
Twice actually, because he can choose one to disengage from.
He uses action.
Oh,
I use my action to heal myself back up to
so
that's almost
either
full
you
health.
You stay there, and they don't get any attacks on you right now until their turn.
They still have to hit you.
Or you leave now, and you don't have to get hit.
They their do
turn.
Still have to.
They
hit
have
you.
To catch up to you, and we don't know their movement speed yet.
And I'm won't help out.
If I can make it 30 feet, he would be backing up 30 feet away from them.
You can all pretty
right
much make,
next
to, make it to the painting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that would be his goal, but he's. We'll see if they prevent him from moving. We'll find out. Oh, right. DM Lord.
Are you gonna move?
Yes. You're gonna move towards yeah. Corrupt.
Do it. All
right.
Corrupt. So, is it Corrupt or Corrupt?
So first order of business, we will have
Corrupt.
Treant, the
yeah.
baby shit. Treant. 24 to hit.
Oh jeez. It's all good. So doesn't that is. Prevent me from moving though?
No.
If I get hit?
Nope. They have
only sentinel.
There's my confusion.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah. the first one.
That's why we're like.
Is not too bad. 12
doesn't hit.
No that's yes. a damage.
Oh, damage.
So you half that. It's
yep.
Six.
And then the treant over here. Ooh. 16 to hit.
Does not hit.
Hey,
misses.
There you go.
And then the old shambleroo is going
shambly.
To. This one could be different with your movement though, because yeah.
It can grapple me.
It can yeah. grapple you. And that is a 9 plus a 7 for a 16.
Does not.
Does not. You do not take any damage.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
That was balls to the wall crazy. All right. Treant number
no
three.
Choice.
Look at him go! Treant number three is going to move on in. Not very fast. He's going to max out 30 towards Twilight. Boom. He is definitely, I think, their reach that he can get it. And
which is 15 feet away.
Actually, no. Treants have crappy reach. So he's going to have to just do the rock. Yeah, they're like T-Rexes of the woods, you know?
The T-Rex of the
natural room. One. He misses, but for his...
He misses so bad, he hits the shambling bush, right?
He misses so bad that he...
Hits the treant behind him.
He animates two saplings.
Wait, what?
They can do that.
He misses and he animates it?
No, it's a multi-attack. First attack, fail. Second.
Animates
happen. Pop, pop.
What happened to the
ba-da-ba-ba-ba! And Corrupt, it's your turn.
Go, Corp.
How tall is this painting?
30 feet tall.
How tall are the treants?
Treants are huge plants.
Okay, so that doesn't
They're like me. Redwoods.
I'm going to try and reach one hand behind me and like see if the painting is a portal or if it's subject, like a solid object.
I'll okay.
Just stick my hand through.
You touch it and you feel canvas cloth. And the painting is of a hallway with carpets, and you see paintings on the walls on the backside.
But I'm not going through it.
No, you just touch it, and it's a painted canvas cloth.
I'm going to cast darkness centered on myself.
Okay, and that's 60 feet or 120?
It is a 20-foot spear.
Okay. Spear. So that actually protects Sorkov and the kid.
Do you let us notice information?
Just goes black.
It is a 15-foot radius, and from the center of this orb of darkness, stupid painting doesn't work.
Johnny said that?
Yes. The voice from the void.
The voice from the void.
And that will complete round three. I mean, round four. Yuri.
So I hear that the painting does not work. Let's see here. Well, little one, what's the plan?
I think these trees don't want to hurt us. There's something going on. Someone's corrupting them.
Fire.
And, yeah, the fire probably wasn't the best idea. But we need to get the children and figure out how to get out of here.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. And he's going to move.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Do that. Dash. And he's going to take a dagger out. And actually, I need to double check and see if that works with
Yuri abilities. Runs from the east back to the center of the map, crossing the bridge over the water, catty corner to the sludging portal going into the earth.
Going into the earth, yeah, wonderful. Sounds great. I need to see if I get to... Well, that doesn't seem to work. So, I am going to not stay 5 feet away. I'm going to go right up to this thing.
The Shambling Mound?
The Shambling Mound. And I'm going to attack it.
Okay.
And slash. That is 16.
That hits.
All right. Gotta get the dice.
That's a decent roll. Math.
Show off.
Math.
23 points of damage to the Shambling Mound.
Okay, and that's the first one.
Yeah, that's the one that I hit already.
Yep.
And
23, you said?
23.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And,
And that's all I can do. I know the kids are in that one, so...
Yeah. And as you hit it... As you hit it, one of the kids, like... pulls out a little bit, like you can see one of them.
Okay.
The other one you don't.
Okay.
Because as you hit it, it kind of loosens its grip a little bit, and you could see that it's like, you hear a gasp of air.
From the kid.
From the kid,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, not the Shambling Mound.
No. And Shambling Mound number 2. 5, 10, 15, 20. And that's all he can do. They are not very fast. And...
Serpentine!
Twilight is surrounded as well. This is not good.
Yeah.
Who did this?
I have a rigid brain.
I'm going to do a thing. Right here.
Are you talking about what you're going to do next?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interested.
Every creature within a 15-foot cube of... Twilight.
Every creature?
Yes.
Or is it she could select?
Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a constitution saving throw.
Only hits these three.
Yep.
Including the kids inside the Shambling Mound, unless they're protected.
Yep. So, let's see.
Sometimes you break a few eggs. And in this case, those children are going to get broke.
Shambling Mound constitution is a fail. Treants. No. Oh. No. Okay.
Three failures.
Ooh, three fails.
Let's see what happens.
She is going to cast Thunder Wave at fourth level. So that's going to be 5d8 of thunder damage. It's one of my new favorite spells.
Yeah.
Gotta get the dice. She is not happy. Oh. Of course.
Deja vu.
Yep. Not too much thunder comes out in her nervousness, only doing 11 points of thunder damage. And she is now going to... Man. A bonus action. Yeah. That's what she's going to do. Bonus action. She is going to spend 3 sorcery points and summon a Hound of Ill Omen. And it pops right next to her and it goes up to bite the tree. Debut of 16, that does hit.
But the question is its bite worse than the tree's bark?
It hits it for 10 damage. I mean, that's for a dog, that is good.
Stella, she can command this dog, right?
The bite is
Twilight can.
Stella's going to ask Twilight to please move the dog 5 feet.
Okay. And also, Twilight is going to try to move.
That's where I was standing. For my full movement.
Oh.
He did say the painting doesn't work.
The dog and Twilight run past the treant and incur. Both of them incur 19 and a 25.
Ooh.
This doggy is dead, boy.
Well, it only gets to hit one of them.
Yeah.
Only one reaction.
That's true. The dog's still going to be a dead boy.
Don't do that.
No, it's okay. Yeah. And it is enough bludgeoning damage to crush the dog down. But Twilight makes it out. It is now Shambling Mound number one. And it's going to attack Yuri. First attack on Yuri is a... 19 aggressive over here. Does a 19 hit Yuri?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay. You take 14 bludgeoning damage, and I need you to roll a con save while holding Sparrow.
Interesting. Constitution saving throw. I'm really, really good at those. That is a 10.
You're really, really
average.
Actually, I lied. That was the wrong save.
What save is it?
It is a acrobatic save.
Reroll.
So dexterity.
Yeah, because I lied to you.
Okay, you want me to reroll?
Yeah. You made a con.
Well, if you rolled a 10, what's your bonus to that?
Well, no, I rolled an 8.
Oh, well, what's your bonus to that?
8. So I had a 16 for dex save.
Yeah, let's go with that set.
All right, or I can reroll, whatever you want.
Reroll. Because I didn't tell you.
You made it. I want you to fail it.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. 27.
Okay. So, yeah. You move out. And then it goes to attack you one more time. Misses.
Cool.
To hit you, baby.
And it is treant number two. It is going to...
Did it try and eat me?
It did try to eat you. Yeah. Treant number two is going to slam on Estella.
Yelly, it will not be fiber.
a 12, which is a miss, and a 20, non-natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And not two shabs. That is 16 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, man.
And then 3 and 4. The baby sapperlings are going to move.
I don't like this.
And now it is Treant 1 and the darkness, the tree.
Uh-oh.
Falls moves in and scoops up the ground and goes to throw it down on Yuri.
But it's going to hit Sparrow.
22 to hit?
That hits.
Okay.
Sparrow can take it.
And that is 4d10.
Do another 40 damage.
That is 34 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch. Uncanny dodge to reduce it to, what would that be, 17?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the sapperlings that are attached to that are going to attack Twilight. A 13 and a 28. The 28 does hit. And that is 14. Yikes. And the second one comes up behind you and Sparrow, Justin. And it goes to slam slam.
Not looking good.
It's in the bag. A 26 and a 27 to slam. The first slam is 15.
Okay.
And the second one,
Yuri's unconscious.
Is a on the first one?
Yeah. So, the second one is crit. So the second one.
The second one
is 2 failed death saves.
Yep.
And a crit.
It won't put me at negative.
Yeah. No. Right.
Yeah. So
as soon as I said that, I was like, yeah.
So 13. So 26. Is that how that works?
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't do any damage.
Oh, okay.
It goes straight to.
Yeah.
Death. Well, if I get to, yeah, yeah.
But if something else hits it.
Yeah. And.
Sparrow is now
on top of him.
On top of you, just kind of like.
Well, guys, I'll see you later.
Hey, maybe Sparrow drags.
Estella, it's your turn.
Cool. I'm gonna need you to make so many dex saves
throws. Yeah, I'm assuming it's that entire.
I cast Spiritual Guardians, baby, and a bunch of just angelic, like fey-looking ravens with scythe wings are scattering. All over.
For the listeners at home, it is hot battle board right now.
First, I'm gonna have to drop it. Yep, I'm gonna have to drop Vampiric Touch.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
It's worth it. So yeah, go ahead and let's start with what square is that one on?
What do you mean, like away?
Because he's like in 3 of them.
Yeah,
because they're big. They're huge.
So, 5, 10, 15.
So it's good.
Yeah.
It hits that one.
Yeah.
So let's do number one first.
Sapperling one, or the small one, yes. The spawn. And it's a what save? A con? Dex?
A dex.
So 13.
Oh, sorry. Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Oh, wow. That's worse. So 11.
Okay, that's a fail.
Now, we're just gonna do my rolls right now. And then we'll do yes, save, fail. Yes, save. Is that why we're not doing on?
Yep.
Okay. And are these good or neutral or technically evil? I'm assuming neutral, right?
They are their original alignment?
Whatever their alignment is now.
Yeah. Chaotic good.
So good. It's all radiant damage.
That's the worst
roll ever. All right, it takes four.
What?
I rolled a two, two, and one.
Okay, and now number six.
Wait, hold on.
Doesn't seem right.
Are you... Oh, boy.
It's a reroll damage?
Can I? It's a reroll. He never specified a...
You want to cash in a what the buck to reroll your damage?
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
I will allow it. That's why we hand them out.
Can you spend another what the buck for max damage?
I like how you ripped it up instead of saving it.
We have plenty.
That's better.
12 radiant damage.
Yep.
That's more like it.
That's the worst ever!
And now I'll go down the line. Six.
Oh.
Negative two.
12.
It takes double.
Heck yeah.
We okay.
24.
We okay with this.
All right. That was number six. Huh? So. I put that under the wrong one. And number five.
These trees need a bit of
natural
pruning and trimming.
So half damage.
So six. Six radiant damage.
Okay. Six. And then
three. Three sapling.
Zero. Double.
24.
Yep. So.
As soon as I was like, I'll dash and get three. Then you started moving them closer.
And number four.
Sapling.
Three. So.
12.
12.
Oh, someone found the trick.
And treant, number two.
Number two.
Negative one. Double damage.
24. How is number two looking? Because he took a lot of damage right now.
He is... has taken a lot of damage. They have a lot of HP. And all the saprolines also have the same HP.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You said there's evil afoot, correct?
Yes, there is evil afoot. They are naturally good beings.
I'm going to ask Sparrow, Sparrow, can you take care of him?
And you see her, she's kind of like when knocked out of her, she looks over, she kind of hears you, she's like, I think I can get him.
Cool. She's going to touch herself and cast Shield of Faith.
On Estella?
On myself, Kay. As my bonus action.
Okay.
And then...
Gonna touch my necklace.
I'm assuming it's like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yep.
These two now have to make a dexterity saving throw or a wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
None of them get a tap of opportunity because it was all in 15 feet.
Yep. And
would I now roll new damage or is it?
New saves, new damage.
Cool.
Because they're new encounters.
Unless you. I don't know, that's his call.
Because it's technically. That was all one thing. Me going to somewhere else is a new thing.
But it's all once.
Yeah.
Bell in one round, so.
We'll just roll the 14 over to these then.
And the 12 over?
Or the 12.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Take the 14.
When God gives you lemons.
I have to be honest.
You make chicken piccata.
You make chicken
piccata. All right. So the shambling mound, it's a wisdom, so it's straight up, so no negatives. Natural one.
24. It's got to be dead by now.
Double damage. That is shambling number one.
That's got to be dead. It's got to be dead. I think it's taking so much damage. I don't know what they have. Two sneak attacks on it.
And I said double, so that's
24.
24.
Double of 24.
Rigid brain right here.
Yeah.
And she's still Gucci.
What?
Shamley Mounds also have lots of HP.
Ian, what are you doing?
3, having fun.
12. That's not fun. This is stressful.
3.
12.
Takes 12.
You
okay.
So terribly at all these saves. I'm not complaining.
And, all right.
Twilight.
Welcome to my life. Every day.
We're gonna have. I don't know a way out of
right
here.
Now. I'm
very excited about this character, and I'm gonna die.
She's like, a lot of my magic. I have enough energy for maybe one more spell.
Make it count.
And next up, it is Zornikov.
Alrighty.
You're in magical darkness.
Yeah, I was about to say, what is it I can't see? Nothing.
Literally can't see.
I'm confused about why it's dark. So I take a moment and I concentrate on my goddess and go, guide me. And I'm saying this in my head and then activating the spell detect good and evil, which allows for me to, I believe, see anything within a 60-foot radius to just be aware of it. And let me find the spell so we can actually... yep, here we go. For the duration, you know if there is an aberration, celestial, element, fae, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you, as well as where the creature is located. So I will, of course, know where this tiefling is, but is there anything else going on around me? And I know this is a visual sense, but I don't believe that the sphere of darkness will...
It says you know. It is not a visual.
Yeah, so I'm going to know where there are and if there's a, hopefully, evil spirit controlling these trees.
If it's within 30 feet of you.
Hopefully it's within 30 feet of me. And I'll start moving around and see if I can find it. Be like a little metal detector, but for good and evil.
You do not detect anything within your 30-foot radius.
Besides this little...
Technically, I'm not a fiend, so...
Yeah.
Pick me up.
Yeah.
Okay. But it lasts for up to 10 minutes, as long as I... Huh?
That's a while.
Okay.
That's
a... So, yeah. So, with 10 minutes, at this point...
Run away!
Yeah. I would start trying to walk, but because I'm in total darkness, I have this assumption you're going to make me roll a d4 to see which direction I go.
That's only fair.
It's only fair. Hopefully, it's a way that is...
suitable. So, north is 1. And well, that's towards Justin across the table from me.
That's left of the painting from when we
came in. Left of the painting we came in.
Okay. So what is... So 1, 2 clockwise?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
So you walk into the painting canvas wall?
No, so I walk right back into the end.
You got a 2.
I got a 2 and I'm going
yeah,
west.
Yeah, so you walk out of the darkness right into the shambling mound. Do you leave the kid in the darkness?
How far away is he from me? Because I centered darkness on me. So
10. He's 15.
So yeah. He's still within darkness.
You're still in darkness.
I'm still in darkness.
And you walk into a shambling mound.
So you know it's there. It doesn't know.
It doesn't know.
It knows, but it doesn't. I don't know. That's tricky. Well,
I think because
it can't see you.
Yeah, it can't see you.
What
so
is
it
its? Yeah, yeah. What is its reaction?
However,
so,
you would have disadvantage on it because you're in the darkness.
Does it react? Or is
it like disadvantage?
It does notice you.
Yeah. So it has true sight then.
Is it doing anything? Because I'm just going to keep moving. Because I don't know what I'm stepping into.
You can move through it. You can't move. You can't like walk over it, but you can move around
it.
It's
a mound.
Yeah. As soon as I get that resistance, I'm going to pivot and start going somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do at least.
So tell me, left or right? Because you walked right into a wall. What way are you going to go for your last...
You bumped into something.
Yep. I would have gone... Like I would have started going... right.
Right. So you head towards...
right of the painting?
Yep, right of the painting.
And basically, yeah, exactly. 10,
15, as he goes, he takes an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Because why not? Natural 20.
I'm sorry.
Stone, I got tense when that happened, when I bumped into what I would assume was my enemy, and I'm definitely going to have Stone Edge Resistance, which will give me 1d12 plus... 3
reduction
for damage reduction
for damage reduction
on top of his half.
not too bad because he rolled low. So let's
if
see.
If it's above 12. Yeah.
He hit you for 12 points of damage.
So you take 6.
And nope. I also need you to roll.
You have me was that doubled though because you had a 20 or are you not doing that?
That was double. 12. I rolled low.
Yay.
Yeah.
Out.
Okay.
And.
So then I don't take Stone Edge because.
It's different than what I do.
It's pointless. And yes, that might be metagaming, and we deserve it.
Yep. And.
It's hard,
Treant 3.
Before my turn ends, though, because I still have the concentration that didn't break concentration, I'm still detecting good and evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nothing clicks.
Okay.
Treant 3, does anything happen with the spell you casted?
Wisdom check.
When he attacks?
At start of his turn, wisdom check.
Okay.
Yep.
So basically he just takes auto damage in a range. Mm-hmm. Is that how that works?
It's a 15 foot from me.
Okay. 4, so it takes damage.
So that is
16 radiant damage.
To number 3.
Yep.
So let's do that. So.
About 30 seconds.
All right. And now it can do its turn, right?
Yep.
Okay. And it goes to slam Estella. And I think that's a miss. Or no, 17.
It now misses because I have Shield of Faith.
Yep, and 14. Boom, boom. Misses. And the babies connected to that. I'm sorry to my love, Twilight. Johnny's going to be heartbroken.
So is Yuri.
And so is Sparrow. Oh,
there's many fish in the sea. Oh.
Those both hit.
Yuri doesn't even know what's happening because he's
taking a nap.
What is the vodka? Oh man. Slam on Twilight.
Oh.
So it's 12. And 14.
Ian's like, all these trees 26. Just run away now.
All these trees.
Your own
26 points of damage. Corrupt, it is your turn.
Oh, she's still up?
She is still up.
All right. That helps me.
Yeah.
And then a dragonborn comes descending from the sky.
Ancient brass dragon shows up.
Kaka!
So I know where the painting is.
Yes. Yep.
So I know that the portal is opposite the painting.
Yep.
So I'm just gonna walk directly towards the portal because darkness is on me, so everything within 15 feet of me is dark.
Yep.
So I'm gonna walk 30 feet that towards the portal.
Okay.
Oh, he covers now Twilight if he gets all the way there. So but they have blind sight, so it doesn't matter.
The treants.
The trees probably don't.
The shambling mound does.
Oh, okay.
So, strategically, how are you want to move?
Straight
line?
I mean, I know that there are things...
Can you loop without going by it? 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah.
That would put everybody there in darkness.
Okay.
The downside of darkness, I can't see out of it either.
But you just you already know the center.
Yeah, but I know...
Yeah, because you touch the canvas and you know. Boom, that's the opposite. You remember the room.
Darkness... is concentration, so I can't do anything like that. I guess.
You can fire randomly.
Yeah, I can blast off randomly. I'm actually going to summon my pact weapon. We're going to make it. How about. It's got a lot of damage here. Let's make it a warhammer. I'm going to summon a warhammer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And nobody can see it, so I'm not describing it.
You're like, in the darkness, there's a hammer.
Basically, so metal.
All right.
I have my enemy detecting hammer. Where are they at, though?
It is now the top of round five, and we'll find out what the death save is for Yuri next week on the Sleight of Hand podcast.
Come on.